kind of pick a few triggers, but gee, the flare-ups can happen at when you're on holiday, when you're relaxed sometimes, the least appropriate times to become ill. And it's the same with other inflammatory diseases, or so some of the other people told me. They said that, they can deal with it. It's just this kind of unpredictability of when you're going to get it, suffer an attack, an inflammatory attack.
So, Greg, how long have you been inflicted with your illness?
It came out of the blue about 20 years ago. I have no family history of it, which so it's a bit of a mystery. I'm not going to, Indira, go into the icky symptoms. I'm
No,
sure
that's fine.
your people could be having their kind of late night cup of tea with a biscuit. I don't really want to go into all that stuff, but so it came on and it was a fairly mild attack, and then I didn't have any form of relapse. I went into remission for probably about 3 or 4 years, and then I had a particularly bad one, and which the amount of disease tissue basically doubled in size. So I had to take some pretty heavy duty medications for that. And the other thing with inflammatory diseases, Indira, which is fascinating that I found in doing this story, is that unfortunately it predisposes you to other inflammatory conditions. So people who suffer from ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, for argument's sake, are much more likely, about half of the sufferers are likely to get joint problems, back pain, pain in their knees, perhaps bursitis, other inflammatory conditions pop up, and I've certainly been in that category.
And the other frustrating aspect that you've covered in your story, Greg, is that there are no cures for many of these conditions.
No, there aren't, and that's why so many researchers are now working in this area. It was an eye-opener for me doing the story again, because I found out that it's amazing level of scientific research that's being done in Australia at the UTS Centre for Inflammation, and also at the Hudson Institute in Melbourne. And they've got something like 150 odd people at the Hudson working broadly across a number of conditions related to inflammation. So it's a big deal in medical research now.
So, if we don't know the cure, it's a large area of illnesses and conditions and people that are affected. What are scientists at this stage looking at? What could be some of the causes, the triggers?
There's a